Hey, this week there are a couple of new releases. At last, finally. A movie called Home Again, Reese Witherspoon. It's a comedy. It's being reviewed absolutely abysmally. It's being just trashed by critics. It's been a while for her on the screen. But It is out this weekend. The Stephen King 1,200-page novel from 1986 finally is made in a serious way. It's not the Tim Curry thing from like 1990. Remember that? The series and all that? This story has ruined clowns for generations of people, and rightly so. This is a very good movie. I saw it the other night. It's terrific. You don't see very many movies where virtually everybody in the movie is a kid and a young kid, and these kids are all terrific. There are some adults in the movie, but they weave in and out. This is a movie done by child actors. Very well done. It is suspenseful. It's not for everybody. It's Stephen King at his suspensefulness-less. Okay. Also, there's a movie called 9/11, which is being shown in just 400 theaters nationwide. People trapped in an elevator on 9/11. They're going to see how it goes and maybe next week wider release. DVD this week, Megan Levy. I recommend this movie highly. It's a true story about Megan Levy and her dog Rex in the Marines in Afghanistan. And what happens to these pooches when they're done serving? Very interesting movie. And All Eyes on Me are out this week, too. Next week, It Comes at Night and The Mummy. There is no reason to see The Mummy with Tom Cruise. Not very good. Box office biggie from last week was The Hitman's Bodyguard at $13 million. But I will tell you, it was the slowest Labor Day weekend at the movie in over 20 years. It's amazing. And Wonder Woman, what a hit. If you haven't seen it, it's still out there someplace. Go see it. It has climbed into the top 20 all time and sales at the box office. And that's what's new for you, movies and DVD.